It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 11th of May, the 131st day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 234 days left in 2024. Before we get started, I have some news for you. The dates for RFI's EPOP video competition have been announced. The competition opens next month on the 5th of June. There'll be more information in the coming days, but you can already start to plan your video. A reminder, the EPOP video competition is sponsored by the RFI department, Planet Radio, whose mission is to give a voice to the voiceless. EPOP focuses on the environment and how climate change has affected ordinary people. That means you and me. Your EPOP video should be about 3 minutes long. The theme is climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. Do you know the old saying, the early bird gets the worm? Be an early bird. Put on your thinking cap and start planning your video. I fully expect to see billions and billions of entries from the RFI English audience.
This your girl, Bella the Bee. Stay live, stay fly, stay loving. Asheo.
Erwan, the magic mixer, is here with us, and baby brother, also known as Paul Myers, is right here next to me. Say hello, baby brother.
Hello, big sister.
Paul's got your answers to the bonus question ready to serve on the Listener's Corner. And we have a very French piece of music on music from Erwan for you at the end of the show. But first, the quiz. On the 13th of April, I asked you a question about an article Paul wrote about the history of Olympic medals. You were to reread his article, History of Olympic Gold, Silver, and Bronze Glitters in Paris Museum, and send in the answer to this question. Who is Nike? Paul, want to quote yourself?
Between 1928 and 1968, the medals for the Summer Games bore Giuseppe Cassioli's Trionfo design of Nike, the Greek goddess of victory, holding a winner's crown with a depiction of the Colosseum in the background. So the answer is Nike. She is the Greek goddess of victory. But also in athletics, art, music, and war. She's usually portrayed with wings in the motion of flight. We have the Nike of Samothrace statue here in the Louvre, and she's gorgeous. Susan, why don't you put a photo of her on the Facebook pages so everyone can see her beauty?
It's a good idea, baby brother. She is fabulous. She is missing her head, but she's divine. I always go to look at her when I'm at the Louvre.
Like a girl who's missing her head. Anyway, in addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. What is your favorite home remedy? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are... brand new RFI Listeners Club member Shriyosi Dali from West Bengal, India. Shriyosi is also the winner of this week's bonus question. She wrote, my mom uses a lot of tips and tricks from my grandpa's Ayurvedic journal. For instance, ginger, when taken with honey, acts as a soothing remedy for cough, cold, nausea, indigestion, and even COVID. You can mix a quarter teaspoon of dry ginger powder with a teaspoon of honey in a cup of warm water and drink it like tea. Or you can make toffees to bring instant relief to your itchy throat, congestion, and cold. For that, combine a cup of water and 1 tablespoon of jaggery sugar in a pan and let it boil. Then add a teaspoon of ginger paste, a tablespoon of honey, and a teaspoon of lemon juice and mixed well till it reaches a thick consistency. Let it cool before making little toffees on parchment paper. Once hard, store them in an airtight jar. Ooh, toffees for a sore throat. Much nicer than gargling with warm salt water, which is what I do. Thanks for the tip, Sri Yossi, and congratulations on your win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are A.K.M. Nuruzaman, the president of the RFI Amur Fan Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and Begum Firoza Hossein, who's a member of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in West Bengal, India. There's RFI Listeners Club member Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. And last but not least, RFI English listener Musfika Arjina Banu from Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The European elections are coming up when the 27 member states of the EU vote for their representatives in the European Parliament, the world's only directly elected transnational assembly. Europe's voters go to the polls next month from the 6th through the 9th of June. We wrote an article this week about the disinformation campaign in full swing ahead of the elections. EU's Green Deal, the target of online disinformation ahead of polls. The Green Deal, a key project of the European Commission chief Ursula von der Leyen, is, as we wrote, an ambitious commitment to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050, making the 27-nation bloc the first climate-neutral continent. I want you to reread our article, EU's Green Deal, the target of online disinformation ahead of polls, and send in the answer to this question. How have disinformation campaigns portrayed the EU Green Deal proposal for phasing out petrol-driven cars? Again, reread our article, EU's Green Deal, the target of online disinformation ahead of polls, and write in with what the true proposal is and how disinformation campaigns have altered the July 2023 proposal on recycling old cars. Always go to the source, my friends, or a trustworthy news outlet like RFI. We certainly do our fact-checking. You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It's from Jayanta Chakrabarti from New Delhi in India. His question is, whom would you consider more important, family or friends, and why?
What about you, baby brother?
Why? Why ask the question? That's what I was thinking. Why? Both are super important. I couldn't really make up my mind between the two. I need both. So neither is more important. Both are essential. So that's my line on that one. And you?
Same thing. Both. I wrote Jayanta and said, ooh, that's a hard one. It has to be both. My family, sadly, has never been close. So my friends became my family at a very young age. But now that I have a family of my own, a husband and a daughter, they're certainly the most important thing on heaven and earth to me. And why? Well, that's hard to say. Because the love of them is very different from the love I have for my friends. It's a love I can't help. I couldn't stop loving them, even if I wanted to. It's almost, an animal thing.
Like a song.
And I have another career at retirement. However, right behind Xavier and Mathilde are my beloved friends. We say in the South, friends are the brothers and sisters you choose. And I'd be lost without my friends. Totally, totally lost. And because that love is chosen, you know, no ties but mutual liking, it's also fierce, but it's different. I have both those kinds of love in my life, so boy, am I fortunate. And the long and short of it is, for me, both. What about you? Be sure you answer the why part of the question, everyone. And remember, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 10th of June to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 15th of June to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello everyone, this is Wasaja Richard from Vira Maria Hospital in Uganda. I do appeal for peace, especially in countries where we have wars. I would be like to be prayed a song for Lucky Dube of Different Colors One People, because we are all one, despite of our different geographical locations. I greet you all, the Sound Kitchen listeners. I love you all.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered for this week is, what is your favorite home remedy? Well, many of you voted for natural remedies, which is the case for Radhakrishna Pillai. He wrote, "Plants are my favourite home remedy. Their ready availability in fresh form at low or no cost and lack of side effects, along with the thrill of testing oneself, has invited my attention to plants. I commonly used panicora, coriander and cachalem for my health benefits." Debashis Gope agrees. He wrote, "My favourite home remedies are medications or tonics prepared at home to treat certain ailments without any prescription or professional supervision."
Radhakrishna, Debashis, even though plants are natural, that does not mean they are not medicinal, and they can have side effects. I use a lot of plants too, but there's one that made me absolutely crazy, and I didn't sleep for what seemed like days, and I was weirdly hyperactive. I can't remember what it was, though. It was a long time ago. So proceed with caution. Remember, all bodies are different.
Hyperactive plant. Okay. This is not the forum, Susan. Rodrigo Hunrique wrote, "During the COVID-19 pandemic, with all its extreme conspiracy theories and disinformation, I tended to believe repeated sayings for treatments without evidence of verifiable sources. But not anymore. Now I follow only peer-reviewed, reproducible scientific studies from reliable sources."
Good thing you didn't follow Donald Trump's advice to drink bleach, I think it was. You know, some people actually did. They got pretty sick, of course, and no, their COVID infections did not go away.
Dipita Chakrabarti's favorite home remedy is turmeric paste for wounds. As she wrote, "This antioxidant, anti-inflammatory natural plant product is a remedy for reducing swelling and plays a crucial role in the wound healing process. This magic herbal spice known as haldi is in use as a cooking ingredient in marriage ceremonies as well as a medicinal cure for thousands of years in India. It is commonly available and is affordable for everyone.
And it's such a nice color. I use oil from the Australian tea tree as an antiseptic, and it's pretty magic, but boy, it stings, and it does not smell very nice. I'll try turmeric next time. Thanks, Dipita.
Jayanta Chakrabarty loves onions. He wrote, "The humble vegetable, the onion, is my favorite home remedy for helping to lower body temperature and providing some relief from these scorching summer days. When consumed raw or lightly cooked, it releases compounds like quercetin and sulfur that have natural cooling effects on the body. It's also an excellent source of vitamin C, which increases the body's immunity."
But in a couple, like with garlic, you both have to eat at the same time or...
You might be on your own. That's a remedy for lots of things. Mohammed Shamim's favorite home remedy is herbal tea for colds, specifically tulsi or basil leaves, ginger and honey. Here's his recipe. Boil tulsi leaves and grated ginger, strain, and add honey to taste. Enjoy. Karuna Kanta Pal's favorite home remedy came from his mother. This is what he wrote. "When I was in class 9 standard, I had a cold and headache when it was time for my final exams. My mother rubbed Amrutanjan pain balm on my forehead, and after half an hour, the headache and the pain were totally gone. I use the pain balm to this day whenever I have a headache or cold."
Baby brother, do you think Amrutanjan pain balm has a little rum in it?
Yeah, it did sound a very familiar thing, and my head's gone because of the cold. The cold's gone. My head's gone. We'll end with Nasir Muhammad, whose favorite home remedy is not anything you can make at home, but a profession, bone setters. This is what he wrote. "Most people still believe that bone setters in our communities are more efficient than the orthopedic surgeons in our hospitals when it comes to correction of deformities of bones or muscles. As a result, unless the damage to the bone or muscle is very serious, we only seek the services of the bone setters found in our neighborhood for solutions." And I have to say, the bone setters could have been a good name for a punk rock band.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the bone setters.
Oh, that's a very good. Hey, listen, we have our careers for when we retire.
The bone setters. Yeah. I'm going to rearrange the way you feel. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi in India, is: whom would you consider more important, family or friends, and why? Well, do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Meyer for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
An absolute pleasure, as always. Thank you.
I am Sultan Mohammed Sarkar, President of Shito RFI Listeners Club from Bangladesh. You are listening to The Sound Kitchen and Susan Oynes by Is Cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in The Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the recent conference on Sudan in Paris. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. This week, Erwan chose a piece by Jacno, the founder of the very first French punk band in 1976. In 1979, he radically changed his musical style with his hit Rectangle, composed for guitar and synthesizer, a completely new sound, which became the foundation of a style called the French Touch, or French House. Jacquenot composed many of the hit songs performed by France's biggest pop stars in the 80s, and this foundational piece, Rectangle, is what Erwan has chosen for us. Not only was Jacquenot's Rectangle highly influential on French musicians, when Nestlé picked it up for a television publicity campaign, Rectangle became instantly recognizable to a broad swath of the French population, a young Erwan Rome included. And in 1989, when the Italian DJ Gigi D'Agostino used the track Rectangle for his song La Passion, his fame spread throughout Europe. La Passion, based on Jacquenot's Rectangle, was a number one hit single in Austria and Belgium and immensely popular across the continent. Jacquenot was also a successful music producer. He died quite young, at only 52, in 2009. Thanks again, Erwan, for another musical discovery. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to you all next week.